It's a good point. It's an issue of... we get submissions, as I referred to in my opening, where some people are saying that there should be zero tolerance applied by the police in these communities, and then other people will be saying, no, there shouldn't be zero tolerance, that's over-policing. Now, this is what I was talking about earlier, is where the line is drawn, and that's where it needs, in my view, at this stage, I don't have a finalised view, but that's where it needs a consultation between the police and the community as to where they want that line drawn. If the community says, yes, we want zero tolerance, then if the police go in there and apply that policy, the community can't complain. But if the community says, no, we'd like a little bit of give and take on this, we want to be able to deal with some of these issues in our own way. If the police say, yes, well, okay, we can go along with that, then fine. This is where there's ownership of the community of the way they are policed.
Well, that sort of thing needs to be put in the Police Powers and Responsibilities Act, because we need to begin. Well, that's what needs to go in there, because we need to know exactly where we stand. Because at the present moment, we're just the meat in the sandwich doing the work for everyone else. You know, and it's simple, straightforward. You've got a duty. Your core function is doing this. This is what you're paid to do. You go and do it, irrespective of what, where culture is. If you're going to drive around without a license, you're going to get booked. If you're going to go create domestic violence, you're going to get booked. You're going to go to jail. These are the sort of things that need, because the law without the penalty is just useless. It really is, even at our local level and even at the state level, at the local government level and the community level. Someone needs to enforce it, because people go in there, they don't understand the consequences of their action unless there's a stiff penalty behind it. They will continue to do that and continue. We've had a lot of our young people going to court. I said, how'd you go in court? Oh, I got off. But they did get off. 20, 30 hours community service. So they don't understand.
All right. It's a difficult issue. Sorry, did you want to say something?
Oh, it's just on some of the communities there on court day. You know, there's a great percentage of the communities at court. You know, so I think that, you know, the policing part's being done.
Yes.
You know, it's one of those things.
Well, this is the problem that we get submissions, and we've got submissions about the high level of offending and the high level of, say, incarceration and all these sorts of things on communities. It's an issue of where you draw the line, whether arrest is the last resort or whether, in fact, the police should just go in there and arrest, as you're suggesting. This is where I can see a lot to be said for an agreement between the community of what level they want. Okay.
I guess it depends on some of the communities, you know, if you're in a community that's been really under the thumb and people like under the act, reared up in that environment where, you know, people controlled you, you know, I guess policing in the strictest term works.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But where there's been a lot of flexibility in a community where you sort of work together, where you didn't really have all that control, it works the other way, where you can come to agreements and that. But like in places like Woorabinda and those where they were used as punishment centres and stuff, you know, they see the police police responsibilities and behaviours as being a bit different.
Okay.
You know.
Well, we certainly acknowledge that every community is different.
It's different, yeah.
The one other issue that we wanted to explore in the last little part now, we're coming on to the very end of the day, is the issue of what people think about if we were to recommend that there be trial projects rather than rolling it out everywhere. I know people have heard about trials that, you know, the trial goes on for so long and then boom, it stopped. But whether there be a trial of a particular style and way of policing in a particular community or two communities.
What's it was such a trial?
Sorry? Yes, yes. Now, that's why I do raise this issue of trials, that people might be somewhat cynical and sceptical of trials. But the CMC would certainly consider the issue of evaluating a trial as to how it has worked in the community. The alternative is we can just make recommendations to be applicable.
If I could just
it's finally, it's up to the government, of course, whether they accept our recommendations.